Hello, everyone. Time for another Code Pen Radio. I don't have a fancy name for this one, but I've been trying to get fancier with the names of this because I did one with Alex last time and he was like, why Code Pen rewrote their real-time system? And I'm like, ooh, a question kind of thing in the header. That was
good. We need more like clickbaity titles.
Yeah. You know? I think I changed.
How Code Pen changed everything to allow versions.
Yeah, why not? If I get five more views, I'll be happy. The last one I did with you, we just called it billing. And I look back and I'm like, no, dude, that was just the name of my notes.
No one's gonna
and
click
I just
on that.
Rolled with that. Ouch. I went back and changed it because there is some like kind of interesting bits in that. I mean, the interesting part to me is like you do all this billing work and it just like feels like obviously like good stuff, good healthy hygiene for your app. But it made money. Like, that's the hook, that, like, doing the work worked. So, anyway, I made the title
something
like that.
How CodePen increased subscription growth by redoing their billing system.
Yeah. Why am I doing this? I clearly... Anyway, okay, versions. That's what we're here to talk about. But I promise the title of the episode will not just be versions, unless I absolutely screw the pooch here. Anyway, that's what we're here to talk about. Versions, what did anybody out there knowing, if you're listening to this, know that we even had versions? It's a little bit, I've almost been not trying to keep it under wraps, but it's like, it's kind of a big, sweet launch feature and we're not like technically at launch yet. And
yeah,
you know, we're kind of bad at trickling out all our greatest stuff early. Anyway, that's okay. Most people don't listen to this
really,
show.
I mean, we haven't done like proper... like any kind of proper fanfare for any of it, really. Like, we haven't done the big hole. Like, guys, we're here.
Oh,
it's
no.
new. It's happening. Like, anyway.
That's happening. No, yeah. Don't worry, everybody. This podcast is behind the scenes before all that fanfare. But anyway, versions are here. They are in our 2.0 editor. So if you've been listening to the show, we're pretty much, you know, like we talk about all things CodePen, but obviously on all our minds is the new editor because that's where all of our time and attention is going. And CodePen's great bet as a company is that this editor is better and serves us in the future for many reasons. And so when we were building it, even in the early days of sketching out all the stuff that we wanted this thing to be able to do and have, this was definitely on the list. And it was definitely on the list because of you, of people who use CodePen. Some people just assumed we would have something like that. Like, oh, I screwed something up. Can I just like go back? And we're like, go back? What? Weird face, you know? Yeah, but obviously developers are very used to going back. Everybody uses Git, like everybody, you know? So you can just go back in Git. So why can't you just go back in CodePen? Well, we just didn't architect it that way, but it would be kind of a lost data situation. Not our fault. You wrote over it and screwed something up or something. But yeah, we so much wanted to be able to offer that to users. Marie, probably more than anybody. Why don't we have this feature?
Yeah, because I think it comes up fairly frequently in support. Like, oh, I was working on this thing and then I accidentally opened it up in another tab and saved over something I had before and now it's gone. Can I get it back? Like, people would ask that.
That's a fair question.
Or even just make a mistake and like want to go back to where they were like yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So this is a user-driven feature. But, you know, and then, you know, another kind of just way to frame this, though, is that like why is 2.0 such a big deal to us? And it's because it really is like a complete rewrite. And one of the reasons it's a complete rewrite is because this architecture is super different than the old one. So we can get into that. But I think that's important is that like these 2.0 features aren't just things that we could just like, you know, smoosh on to the old editor and call it 2.0. So to us, it just feels bigger because this is all new.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the versioning along with the compiler is like they're like the biggest deal things about the new editor, like the most exciting things about the new editor. is this version infrastructure and feature and, yeah, the compiler itself. Because
you're right on. And they're kind of the hardest to talk about because they're like, they're just so intrinsically built into everything that that's going to be on our job to talk about the powers of them. But it's different because it's kind of like, what does users need in the moment? Well, I don't know. They just want to make their pen private or whatever. And we need to like very much lean into those user needs too. But anyway.
But we already had privacy. So I think these two things are like the biggest. I mean, we've definitely improved our privacy to make it way cooler. But like, yeah, I feel like in terms of what's amazing about the new editor, it's the compiler and the versioning for sure.
It's a bit of like weird old, not trivia, but sort of trivia is that like way before you probably even your time, when it's just like Tim and Alex and I, we had versions for a little while. Like it was a shipped feature.
Oh, on the old editor?
On the old 1.0 editor. But the architecture of it was just like, it was just like a column on the pen that was like version 2. And then it was just another, but it was another whole entry in the pen's table.
Was it like another record of the same pen kind of thing?
Yep. It was another pen. Each version just was a pen.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what tied them together, like, because they obviously didn't all have the same ID. So I think if it was a version other than one, it probably had a foreign key or something that pointed to the back of the original.
Linking them to each other.
And the way that it expressed itself in the UI was just a select menu in the footer. So you just hit the select menu and it opened up. And it wasn't on each save. You had to explicitly ask for them and stuff. But it was one of those things where we are such... so young and didn't even know what, you know, not that we didn't know what we were doing, but we didn't know like the implications of the, it became so complicated that eventually we just dropped it. And it was so, we had like no users.
Well, how were you to know that like you would end up with so many users and pens that that pen table would become problematic, you know, like it was like that pen table became so big and it was sort of.
Just think, it's the same pens table built, as we have
structured
today.
Structured in a way that doesn't. help with scale. It's like we had to do a lot, like, you know, we did change to Postgres and we had to do all these other things to you know, be able to use that table because it's so large. So large. Yeah.
Literally is still the pens table. But in the 1.0 editor, I guess, is that what we're calling it? Classic editor is classic. The better term.
Yeah.
That we just put the data right in the database, which is sort of fine, right? There's like an HTML column and a CSS column and a JS column, and you put the text in there, and that's how that works. That is, it's still the pens table for the 2.0 editor, just for, that was a smart move probably, but the, it doesn't store pen content in that way. So what were we... I don't know, describe to me the new way that pens are thought about and how that facilitates versions, I guess.
Yes. So a 2.0 pen is still a pen record in the pens table, but it is, so we have a couple of some new tables. So we have like a pen versions table and those pen versions link back to the pen. So we're no longer sticking HTML, CSS, JS in the pen record. Those are empty for new pens. And then we have a pen versions table, which has all of the files belonging to a pen. And that's the source files and the dist files that are built after the pen is built.
Yeah, and that's a cool move by us, because then when you load up the pen, the dist files are already in there, so boom, it loads, and you can see what's up. It's not I have to rebuild everything.
To serve fast previews, like it. Unlike the old pen editor, which I think literally like builds and generates the pen every time you view it. We cache the preview, we cache the output basically, and like save the output. So it's like straight away you get a preview. You don't have to build every time because that would be crazy. So you have a pen versions table, and each of those have what we call a manifest, which is basically a list of all the files in the pen. And then each of those files have a content hash, which is just like an MD5 hash of the content of the file. And then we have another
not
table.
Not the actual
that,
content of the file. So
no,
even in
not the
pens
content
versions
of the file,
table.
It's an MD5 hash of
not
that
the content.
Yeah. And then we have another table called pen file contents, which stores all of the contents of all of the new pens, but it's like one record per content with a hash associated to it. So yeah. Me and you, Chris, could have this.
Content addressable storage. Am I using that word correctly?
I think so. Yeah. Because it's sort of like, you're addressing to content. You're not like storing, you're making an address to a location where the content is stored.
And even the file name doesn't matter. So if anybody has a file that has a smiley face in it, and you have five of us have a file with a smiley face in it.
Yeah. Could be named anything.
There's
the
only
file could
one
be named anything.
Storage of that.
They're all pointing to the same pen file content
so
record.
So efficient for forks. It's so efficient for the templates we have and the default template. It's just very efficient data wise.
Yes, it is. And it scales better than like we have millions of pens, right? And hopefully people will continue to make millions of 2.0 pens. And then, you know, depending how long you spend working on a pen, you can end up with, you know, hundreds of pen versions of your pen.
Because we didn't really say this, but we are storing every single time you hit save. Do we say that? That's
yes,
a lot of pen
versions. Yes, we are. Like initially, we are creating a version every time you hit save, unless you have autosave on, or maybe those get more rolled up more aggressively. We've got something in place with like autosave people, so we're not like making a ridiculous amount of versions. Maybe we don't version those autosaves. Maybe it's like only a conscientious save that we store. But if we were to keep content, so if we were to store the emoji face, like for every single file that used an emoji face content, like it would just blow out like the data unnecessarily. We would end up with these like massive tables with heaps of data in them, and it's just not necessary when you can instead make a reference and just have one record for every possible piece of content.
Yeah, really cool that works.
In the system.
You're actively working on a pen. You can easily accumulate, I don't know, 100 versions or something as you're at an active working session on a pen. Mm-hmm. And that's useful because, like, that day, because you're like, oh, shoot, you know, like you might like immediately have this, you know, this user moment or whatever where you're like, I need to go back, like, 5 minutes or something.
Yeah.
We'll have that ready for you. You can totally do that. I think you see where I'm going with this. Like, but that fine grained of needing to go back is less necessary over time, right?
Yes. I think usually going back is a recency thing usually. It's not kind of like people typically when they write into us are not like, oh, I want to go back to the version that I had 2 weeks ago that I've been working on for 2 weeks. No one, people generally don't want to undo like 2 weeks of work. Like they want to undo the last 5 minutes or the last hour or like, you know, just, or say they, you know, stopped their pen yesterday, came back and they worked on a few minutes. They want to go back to yesterday, but it was yesterday, but it was actually like three versions ago. Not a huge amount of versions ago. So for that reason, we save all these versions, but we don't keep them all forever. We have
so we keep them hopefully longer than you need them to, but it's almost like I don't want to scroll through 2000 versions when I'm trying to go back in time. Like it's actually, hopefully it's useful to you.
Yeah. When I was looking at other products that do versioning, like Notion, for example, or like Google Docs or they do a similar thing where it's like Notion doesn't keep every edit like ever in the history because that would just take too long to scroll through. So you'll find there's like more recent edits and then it starts staggering out more as the further you get away.
So it's like the less by the hour, then by the day, then by the week, then by the whatever. Maybe that's too fine grained. I forget our exact increments, but I think we do that, right? Like if there
was... So we use like we don't have like a, keep the day and then keep the month. We have like it's like called a logarithmic roll-up algorithm. So if you think about your versions like in a timeline, in a horizontal timeline, sort of like the more mm-hmm. versions you create at the head, at the front, the bigger the gap between the versions at the back of the line. So it's sort of like a thing where we go up and we calculate the distance by distance, I mean time, the time between versions. And depending on how far away you are from the front, the very front version, so how far back in history you are, that's sort of like how that influences how big the gaps become.
Yeah, I remember when we went to this. Yeah, yeah. It's like it less understandable to me than
doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. less understandable to me than like hour, day, year, whatever, but also yeah. smarter.
It's quite yeah. clever because it means, you know, the more versions you create, kind of the more that get rolled up, I guess. So like,
yeah.
Which is what you want. Like the busier someone is, kind of like, as time goes on, more versions get rolled up in the back end of that. And that yeah. means that, you know, that person is not scrolling through hundreds and hundreds of versions. It's probably not what you right. want.
It does versus make sense,
someone who's
right,
created five versions, like they probably want all those five versions. We don't, yeah, like, you know, so even if they happened 3 months ago, yeah.
Yeah. To us, like internally, this is like had to be really like going back to the architecture thing a little bit, like the pen version in some way of thinking about it is almost like more important than the pen or something. Like the pen version is like everything, like the cache and everything.
Well, that is the content of the pen. And like with this new system, it's good. It's a fit, like it scales well, but there is more complexity involved. Like you've suddenly got all these relationships between pieces of data and you have to like ensure that you don't accidentally delete one, for example, or like fail to save one.
Yeah. What if you rolled up the version meaning like the ones that we're choosing to delete, like that better not be in an important one, like one that was deployed, for example, because a deployment, which I don't know how much we've talked about this in the podcast, but we have that too. Is a version. It's a specific version of a pen, you know?
Yeah.
So there's obviously, we don't do that. And there's protections against that, but yeah.
Yeah, you have to be, when you do this cleaning up, you have to be careful. And you also just have to be, even when you're saving, like when we're saving our pens, we have to save a pen. Or when we're saving a version of a pen, we have to save a pen. We have to save a pen version. We have to save the pen file content records. Like if you fail to save a pen file content, for a pen, like it's lost to you. Like when you go to look at that pen later, if there's pen file contents missing, mm-hmm. you can't get that back. You have to get it in the moment that the user just gives it
right,
to you.
Right, right. And you've been messing with that too, because
I've actually spent the last few weeks just working on like putting in constraints to make sure that like we can't accidentally lose pen file content, or we can't accidentally not save pen file content.
Mm-hmm.
And when I found out, what I found out is that we were doing that. We were failing to save the build files every time, which it's not a huge deal because you can just run the build and get that back. But the way the system works, we were supposed to be saving those build file contents and we weren't in certain situations. So, but now we are.
Oh, God,
so,
yes.
It's all good, guys.
It's making me think about our other active problems, which is like less interesting for a podcast and more interested in like what the rest of my day is like, you know?
Yeah.
fascinating. Yeah. And in the kind of reaping of them, that I don't know if we've used that word that much on the podcast, but we put those features into place because, well, for one, any given pen now in the 2.0 editor, which could just be from a free user, by the way, you know, like, so we have to be careful about that stuff when we're spending money on somebody who's not giving us any money. That's like not a great business equation. Is like now all of a sudden way, 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 way more data, or at least it can be.
Yeah.
You know, so that's okay.
You can be quite a prolific free user if you want to be, like,
right.
make a lot of pens with a lot of versions. So
But now imagine, you know, there's 100 versions for this pen, and all the files have changed very much. Every time there's like a good amount of change in those files. But then we roll up and we roll up and we roll up over time, and there's less of those versions. There's a very good chance that there's pen file contents now that no pen version points to. Right? So like, why keep them around? And that could be dangerous, because pen file contents is probably the most like at risk table for just absolutely blowing the heck up, right?
Yes, it's a very special table. We have to make sure we don't delete anything that shouldn't be deleted from that table, because that is one thing we say is like our number one priority is never to lose people's data. And that would be a version of that. So yeah, but at the same time, we have to clean that table up, because if we just let it grow forever and ever, it will become absolutely massive because lots of people are creating pets.
Okay, well, talking about the UX of it all and all this and what people want and our architecturing into everything and doing so efficiently and all this stuff, a lot of work, a lot of computer science, a lot of fancy work went into this. So it's actually in where free pens are version 2, they're versioned perhaps to a lesser degree. I forget all the exact details in it, but you don't really have access to it anyway. Like, you're using the version system because we have to, because it's built into the core of everything. But pro users can use the version system, that is, actually go back in time, right?
Yes. So we save the versions for everyone, because it would almost be more complex to try and, I don't know, not save versions for free, like just be constantly checking, like, are they pro or not? Should we save or not? Like, that's just adds a layer of complexity that we probably don't need. And also it means that you don't have to be pro, like in the moment that you do something that you want to undo. And then it means that, like, if you are in a situation where you're a free user and you're like, oh, I want to go back and get to this, you know, moment 10 minutes ago or an hour ago, you can just go pro in that moment, and we've got the version history for you there. It's not like,
right.
It's not like you go pro and then, okay, from now on, like, we'll save your versions and from now on you can use version history. It means you've got access.
We kind of didn't have a choice anyway. Like, we are either doing this or we're not.
Yeah, so you have access to that feature, which I think is what people want, right? Like, they're like, I'll give you the money and then you give me that version from an hour ago. I think that would be the expectation.
Yeah, it's an upsell, as we might call it, or anybody would call it.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, you know, not everybody loves that, but it's a little bit like, that's the business that we're in.
Yeah, so. Like, we gotta make money somehow. Like, we got to charge for stuff. I'm sorry, guys. Like,
come
we can't
on,
do
people.
Everything for free. Like,
who are we talking to, though? I've already told these people that listen to this podcast, being pro is mandatory. So we're just talking to a bunch of pros anyway. This doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're going to be cool with it because they're already pro. People listening to this.
Yeah, they're very cool. So, God, there was just so much technology put into this. I like it. I like it for so many reasons. I like it because Marie likes it. I like it because it's, you know, it solves user problems. I know.
Oh, Marie's so excited for versions. Yeah. Because she hears firsthand all the time that people want it. So she's pumped.
I know. And I like think that's important to like be listening to your customers and build the things that they want. I feel like it actually helps people, you know, in those certain circumstances, especially in that circumstance where your gut drops out when you feel like you've lost something, but you haven't.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it because it helps our deployment feature. It's like, it's just crucial to everything that we do. I like it because it works. I like it because of the way that it's changed all our thinking. Like, now we have blocks, but we have block versions. Like, we just think in versions now, and the block versions actually the important one that does all the stuff. block is just like the shell that holds them all together. I think that's cool, and that we just think and we're just aversions people now. I would point out that it's not Git either. I mean, I could imagine somebody being like, oh, they just like internally use Git or something. We do not do that. Not for, I mean, we use Git in our own code base, of course, but we just have our own implementation because it's just code penny to do so and works for us, you know?
Yeah.
So that's not to say
and
that.
At the moment, the you know, the feature itself, the ability to roll back, it's quite simple. Like it's like, oh, you can go have a look at what the version of your pen looked like previously. You can look at the code. You can look at the preview of it, and you can, you know, choose to wait. It's actually, instead of rolling back, it's sort of like a replay. Like what you're doing is you're taking that version and you're stacking it on the top, so it becomes the latest version, rather than, because Git, when you move back in Git history, it's sort of like if you're going to revert, for example, they ask you, what do you want to do with all the stuff that happened along the way? Do you want to keep it in, like, keep a soft copy? Do you want to delete it? Do you want to? So, like, we're not actually doing that. We're not taking you back in history. All we're doing is if, like, it'd be the same as Git, for example, to, like, take an entire commit and then just whack it, like, redo it on the top of the stack kind of thing. You know, if people are into versions, like we think they will be, we'll probably, you know, build more into that feature where you can, for example, diff, like have a look at the diff between your versions and that sort of thing. So like make it more fully fledged out of a UX experience for sure, and that'll be fun to do.
It's good now in that I was like pleased with that you can do the main things that you would want it to. One, you see your list of all your versions, just open the panel and you look, and then you want to see what that was before you revert to. You don't want to just pick blindly, so you can click a button and then it shows you what's up. It shows you what it looks like, but that's the built copy.
Yeah, what you actually do is you sort of basically start a new pen at that version. So that's another, like, that's another thing
but you
could
do, see the
is
code,
like,
too, right? Is this
so
what
when you see
about?
The code, by seeing the code, all you're doing is we have this option to like open and basically as a new pen. And so you see all that code in a new pen. So you could either be like, okay, cool, I'm going to make my current pen go back to that version, or you could, you know, start a new pen at that point in case you wanted to go, oh, I want to go back to here and start from here.
Yeah, you could do either one. Probably what's common is to look at the code and be like, yeah, that's the one I want, and then go back to the original pen and click the button. And what's very satisfying is it's just like instantaneous, you know, because all we're doing is just like
fast
repointing. Yeah, just plops you back to where you were.
Yeah, because it's just addressing, as you said, like it's just saying use this version and this version's like use all these contents, and like they're already there in the database. They're just, you're just pointing things to things, which is very fast.
Yeah, it's pretty satisfying that we buy, you know, that's what's so beautiful about all this is it's like that with deployment too. I think people are used to the word deployment being like, oh, there's some time budget to that word.
Like a build process has to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and like, I don't know, stuff happens, all kinds of stuff. I mean, probably mostly the build, but people think like, okay, now my CI server gets it and it runs an NPM install and then it breaks all the cache and then it's, I don't know, who knows what, depends on your thing. But there's like time. Some companies, you know, it depends on who you talk to. They're like, oh, yeah, ours is like 6 hours or something. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry, what? But and then like the Netlifys of the world came along and it was like, it's like a minute or whatever, like maybe even faster if it's just nothing. But a lot of like typical,
if it's
like
quite a simple site, like I
think your little Astro build is 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's quite quick. Yeah.
You know how long CodePens is though?
Like none. Zero.
Yeah, 0 seconds.
Well, it's because, so when you're building your pen, we have to build it to, well, when you're making a pen, we have to build it to make the preview work. Like one of the things people love about CodePen is the preview update that just updates when you change a pen. In order for us to be able to do that, we have to build the pen. So it's built. It's already done. So as far as like deployment goes, it's literally just flicking a switch to say like, or changing the pointer, like, hey, we resolve this domain at this version of the pen, which has already been built. So it's like instantaneous. Yeah.
I really like how it lines up incentives. That's a great Alex thing, is that I don't think companies are, I'm not trying to accuse anybody, but you could see the incentive for a company that charges by build time, like how much compute are you using? They're almost incentivized to make it worse and slower and crappier, because then you're using more build minutes.
GitHub Actions like this.
I didn't even know that was it, but yeah, sure. Especially when billing by usage and all
that. Like it's our GitHub Actions, for some reason, take a lot longer than they used to. We're also charged by the time that they build.
But we're not charging you by the minute. So the more efficient and fast we can make it, the incentive is for us to make it better, not worse.
Yes. Yeah. We're not incentivized to make it worse so we can charge you more.
Yeah, it's just nice internally to have that kind of alignment. Not just like, you know, I'm sure most companies are like, most of their employees and everybody involved are trying to make their product better in all ways. I like don't usually doubt that. But still, in the actual incentive does matter. You know, like where? Okay, that's all I wanted to say, I guess. Well, we did it. We talked about versions of very, very fine. One of the top tier, the A-list features of the, or S tier, is that what the kids say? S tier feature of the CodePen 2.0. Yeah. Whatever that means. I love it though. All right, final words.
Versions are great. You should go pro so you can change the version of your pen.
Just nailed it. Until next time.
Bye.